Greetings! It's Emily here, and first of all, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays! They say that this time of year is one of joy and gift-giving, and the love and support that we've received for the first half of Season 1 has been the best gift we could have asked for. So, in order to thank you all, here is an episode of the best bloopers and outtakes from the first batch of episodes! Hope you enjoy it, and if you do, or have just generally enjoyed the podcast so far, then consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps out. And now, I must return to the ever-infinite task of writing more episodes. More information and episodes coming soon, I promise. Have fun!
Goodness gracious me. Great balls of fire. Well, it's not my fault you forgot to update the ionic regulator to withstand the heightened velocity and increased range of interspatial travel.
Great.
Mm. They done!
For the audio record, that was a dab.
That was
so good. Right.
So in time.
That was so good.
Right. Oh, no.
Yeah, boy.
That's going in behind the scenes.
Sweaty dab. Cool.
Dab on the sweat.
Yes, dear?
Can I use the time machine to go down to the shops? I just need to buy some eggs, milk, and vegetable for dinner tonight. Vegetable.
Just the one. Right, go for the top.
Oh, grand carrot.
Just one cucumber.
Cool. Right here. Now, remember to...
Hold down the clutch when I start the engine honestly. Honestly,
Hannes. Honestly.
Damn! She just wants the. Gotta get that.
Why, yes, it is. That's Herod. You have quite the keen eye for spoking. Oh, sorry.
My marvelous time machine.
Herbert, can you please stop doing that?
Doing what?
The time machine.
Doing what?
The time machine.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
Shit script. It's not funny.
It's not funny. When you're ready.
Sorry.
I'm just being abusive. Right.
The time machine. I can't.
Do we want to record that bit separate?
Oh, I think it would be easier. Yeah.
But if I scrub too lightly, the stains don't come out.
For goodness sakes, Herbert. He's our neighbour. It's only polite to ask him around
But now I have to be polite with him.
Yes.
Yes, or else no treats for you.
No supper, only vegetables.
No! I want my pudding. I deserve my pudding. I ate all my broccoli.
I'll have it.
There you are, Doyle.
No, don't give my pudding to him. I hate this house.
At least he's being polite.
I'll give it to the fairies in the back garden.
He's going to waste my pudding!
It's not waste. It will be eaten.
By the rats!
Yes, the fairies are nice. They share it with the rats.
Herbert, he's known about this for months. He's our neighbour. It's... just so annoyed at you.
A time machine, you say? Oh, splendid. Go. Let's give it a whirl.
Naughty Doyle, smack.
Well, well, wells. Hello, it's your boy.
It's me, your lad.
Okay, we'll
it's Wednesday, my dude.
It's Wells, my dude.
It's Wellsday, my dudes. Oh, my God. Can we please just have that at some point?
Well, well, wells, it's me, your boy. How are you doing, my man? Well, well, wells, it's me, your boy, your old Doyle. How are you doing, my man? You doing well? Oh, no, that's not even Doyle, is it? Oh, well, well, wells, hello. Ah, tally ho, well, wells. No, What am I saying anymore? Bugger.
Just Wells.
Well, Wells. It's me, your boy.
Why have you got to add, it's me, your boy, Richo?
I don't know.
It just slips out.
It just does.
I can cut it out. Yeah.
I'm just your boy, okay?
Oh, you never fail to amuse me, Mr. Well, Mr. Bugger. Oh, Wells, you never fail me. What am I saying? Anyway.
What's on the page?
What's on the page? What is on the page?
I can't read.
Aha!
Full Brian Blessed.
Yeah.
Oh, what did you call it? Oh, yes, a time-travelling machine thingy.
Yes, that's it. Don't touch it!
I won't, but the fairies will. Stop playing video games. It's Victorian times. What are you like?
What's video games?
Control your wife, dammit, man.
It's like, oh no, honey.
It's just like some silence.
Ow. That's the time machine.
Kicking your time machine in anger.
He's ready, dear. I'm putting the phone down now.
Honey, what's the phone?
I think she's going mad.
Sounds like Beaker from the Muppets. Oh, is that the fairies I hear?
That's where I sit where the leprechaun, he tells me to burn things.
Fairies.
Love Doyle. Oh, you.
Who else but Doyle?
What's the deal with tea? That sounded really...
Come quickly.
Hurry up.
I cannot fake laugh.
Right. Try that again.
Herbert, are you coming? No? Okay. That's fine. I'll just leave.
Rightio.
Rightio.
Oh, rightio.
Good show.
Hippity hoppity.
I wanted to ask you whether you'd like to come along with me to cricket.
My name is H.G. Wells. This has been William Shakespeare. And even if I have a regret...
Oh, by the way, Conan Doyle popped around earlier whilst you were out, dear. He had to borrow the bicycle bump. Don't roll your eyes like that. You know it's true. You two were perfectly civil once we were sitting...
Where do I even start? Shut up. It's like I'm being funny.
I don't think a raisin... Raisin? That'd be even worse.
We'll go from the top.
Didn't you tell me Lord Lenore?
Lord Lindor? Mr. Boo was the perfect name for him. He was small, fat, white, and crept around the house, practically haunting it. I couldn't think of a better name.
You can't. We just like keep that laughter on record because
yep.
It's just so cool.
Right. He was small, fat, white, and crept around the house, practically haunting it. I couldn't think of a better name.
Emily. Are you okay?
It's okay.
Better name than Mr. Boo.
Boo?
Boo-hoo.
Perfect name for him.
You think it'd lose effects after like a few times? No.
Right.
Right, one more time.
So, Emily, don't look at me. Georgia, don't look at Emily.
It's just hearing the line.
It's because every time I say the Mr. Boo, she just goes...
It's coming. And crept around the house, practically haunting it. I couldn't think of a better name. Balderdash!
It's total balderdash ballyhoo.
My word!
I have standards. Okay,
such a delayed reaction.
I just read there's silence and then there's me giggling.
Also, Lodge George.
Lodge George? Oh no, it's not what I said. Oh, George Gordon. Yes. George. Who the calls themselves George Gordon Byron? George.
Yeah.
George Gordon Byron.
He doesn't even come close.
Never! He got me to play the witches in the opening of Macbeth.
Lord George, Macbeth. Lord George.
I got like some air trapped in my nose. I was like, Macbeth.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
It's like, who is this random woman who's laughing at me from the corner of the room? She's dressed very strangely.
When shall we three meet again? In thunder, lightning, or in rain?
That's such a non-comedic voice for me. I don't know why you guys are finding it so funny.
I don't know. It's because I'm already like
really over the top of it.
I'm already half laughing slash half making myself laugh, so I'm already like,
you're fine. Just Emily coming in just bah.
I'm biting my tongue.
Oh.
Hey, look, the bass really fucking huge.
Bah.
Durkadur, apakala, Durkistan.
Well, the time machine only has one seat, but for just one trip, I suppose it could be fine.
Wink. Oh, thank you, dear. Goodness, the idea of meeting Shakespeare's...
Well, perhaps there somehow is a way to meet them all at once.
Hmm?
Oh?
Nanny?
Raggy?
Board games!
Board games! Charades!
That's what I'm like. Jane is literally ye old me.
Oh my god.
Just charades!
Say charades.
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 Charades, darling.
Charades.
Play board games!
Charades!
Charades! In that case, we shall ensure that this house party is the... I almost regret making a fuss about it. Almost. I have no regrets.
Except one. Oh, hell yeah.
It's like, the time machine is done! Come on, Edgar. Hit it! Dab on the raven!
Doing a name age to tune up the time machine.
I've killed Emily. Both of you, Jesus.
Right, I have actual tears on my
eyes. Oh, no. Oh god, I'm breaking people.
I've been
there
like happy tears.
Happy tears, I'm so overjoyed.
That is. Between work on my next book and Conrad visiting on Thursday and a meeting with my editor at 11 tomorrow.
Forever busy, forever without time. And yet you always... No, that's the next line. Oh, it rhymes.
Ooh, rhyming. Almost as fun as board games.
Don't get me started, Herman.
Somebody said it. My trigger word.
This podcast was brought to you by Turpentine Productions. You can find us on Tumblr at Turpentine Productions, Twitter at Turpentine Pod, and Facebook at H.G. Wells Has His Regrets. H.G. Wells Has His Regrets is written by Emily Hancock with assistance from Francesca Marlowe Ford. Music was written by Joash Kari and Emily Hancock. This episode featured the voices of James Carpenter as H.G. Wells, Georgia Fisk as Catherine Jane Wells, Michael Carpenter as Lord Byron, Nathan Donnelly as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and Emily Hancock and Francesca Mylord Ford. H.G. Wells Has His Regrets will return. Thank you for your patience, and thanks for listening.